Out. Okay. You know, and by the way, I could record you here and play it back to you if you wanted to. Pretty much the way I described it. You know, it's okay, but your treble is very high.
Okay, how's that?
I heard how's that, but you want to try again?
Okay, is it less trebly now?
Yes, what did you do? You got a setting on that flex radio?
I got all kinds of settings on it. I can move it around all over the place. Like I said, I haven't really played with it for this purpose recently, so it's not probably optimally tuned yet.
No, that's great. Is that a digital setting? Can you go a touch more or not?
It's all digital. This is all going on the front end of my computer screen. I can tweak up 1K, 2K, 4K, 8K, 50, 250, 125, and 63.
Well, no, this is good. But I mean, whatever. I don't know which one you went to, but if you could go one more, it would be good to try.
You want the high frequency higher or lower?
Well, all right. The last 10 minutes, you've been very trebly. This last setting that you just switched to is very good. You know, it's excellent. But a touch more in that direction, you know, but it's digital. But a touch more would probably be even better. So even more bass.
Okay, how's this? You like this tone? I remember once Dick kind of helped me equalize my settings. At one point, I was talking to someone before the net who was in a car, and he had me equalize it all over the place. And then Dick heard it and said, no. Bring it up, bring it down, bring it sideways. We kind of adjusted it then. So how's this?
Very good. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. That's good. But I know that this is not the radio that you're going to be using, but when you're using it, I would put a mark on that setting. Sounds very good, Roy. AC2GS, WS2M.
H2SCP.
Chris.
SCP, go ahead.
Hey, Paul, and hey, Roy. Roy, just wanted to let you know, so check your email. I sent you a copy of what you sound like so you can hear it.
Okay, I'll take a listen. Usually I don't even like to listen to myself when I sound good, so I'm probably not going to enjoy this experience. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. The repeater in Glen Oak has a problem. Job fixing the repeater. The idea that I have to put 75, 80, 90 watts into the repeater system to sound halfway decent is problematic unless I live in New Jersey someplace.
K2SDP, I get hearing yourself. I hate to hear myself as well. It's definitely something with the repeater. It's not your radio, because when you switched up last week to the 440 band, you sounded perfectly fine, so it's something between you and that repeater. Don't like each other. K2SCP, I'll be on the side. Thanks.
Okay, about 3 years ago, the repeater had this very weird, wonky problem. I ultimately, it was sort of decided that the motor system or the PL tone system did not like harmonics in my voice, and I would drop out of the repeater. At that time, I kind of rotated through three radios, two antennas, two power supplies, two or three microphones. I lost track. And no matter what I did, I fell out of the repeater. So this is not the first time me and a repeater has puzzled.
I wonder if there's something in your area down in Brooklyn electronically playing games with you over there.
I think so. because, again, I have my Flex, which is a pan adapter, which lets me look at the entirety of 2 meters. And if there was a 2 meter signal that could be picked up by my antennas and cause me problems, I would see it, and I don't. So I think it's a combination of the antenna problem and my location and maybe a couple other little variables. I don't know. Maybe they're building a new apartment house complex somewhere between me and Glen Oak. I don't know. Anyway, thank you to Paul, WS2N, thank you to Chris, K2SCC, thank you to everyone who stuck around to listen to me blast the repeater at 80 watts, and have a safe week, and hopefully this will be solved by next week, and if not, we'll have some contingencies available. Until then, this is AC2GS, and I'll be clear.
Hey boy, I'm looking at my rocket now, getting ready for launch. Just got some information. So, I'll be here for another 10 minutes. WS2N will be clear. Have a good night.
Thanks, Roy. Thanks, Paul. Paul, what K2SCP, what rocket's blasting tonight?
It's a progress launch from Kazakhstan. You know, it's a Russian rocket. But they're launching the cargo vehicle to the International Space Station. I'm interested in this one because it's going to eventually dock to the Piers module, and that's another module attached to the space station. And months from now, they're going to actually disconnect that Piers module with this Progress vehicle. Progress vehicle is going to take it, destroy there, and the Piers module. And that Piers module will be replaced later on in the year with this massive new module. You know, with the bathroom and eating gallery and food quarters. You know, the Russians are going to be setting that up separately. That's it. Back to you.
Gotcha. K2SCP. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. I missed your report tonight. Just got in the door. They've certainly been busy up there. Crazy. Very interesting. All right, 7-3, guys. I'll take it easy.
Yeah, okay. This is on NASA TV. Or you just go to the NASA website, nasa.gov, and there'll be a link. You could click on it. It'll come right up. It'll be launching, let's see, what is it? 5-7 minutes from now, I guess. Back to you.
Awesome. I got to go put it on. I love watching them.
Yeah, it's just cargo mission. I mean, they've done many of these, but, you know, I don't know, this one is kind of important. Anything to eventually increase the size of the space station. That's what they're going to do. They're going to get rid of a small module and they're going to replace it with a massive one. 73, WS2N, clear.
AC2GS, KD2OGB.
W2KPQ connected W2MRK.
KC2S4H, W2MRK, Echo Phil.
KD2OGB, Echo Link, standing by.
W2MRK disconnected W2KPQ.
W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Radio check.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Let's see. 1-2. Well, that weak? Oh, yeah. 1-2-3-4. W8-2-CDO. Oh, there we go. Now it just came back. W8-2-CDO listening, yeah.
W2VL repeater.
Yes, 1-2-3-4. 1-2. 1-2. 1-2-3-4. W8-2-CDO. F12W82CDL. F12345.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Hello, test 1-2-3-4, W8-2-CDO, test 1-2. Alright, move to 1-2-3-4-5, W8-2-CDO.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2KNH, N2RBP base station.
W2BL repeater.
Good morning, Matt. KD2KNH.
Good morning, Charlie. I've been trying to get a COVID vaccine for underlying conditions since yesterday. I went to Stony Brook and yesterday afternoon. Had a countdown of like 60 minutes until you can get your appointment. And then when it counted down, there was no appointment. So I kept looking. So what I did is, it sounds crazy. I mean, maybe I just did it to cover. I'm going to get my vaccine done in mid-April, myself and my wife, at State University of New York at Binghamton. If I put the car on the ferry, it'd be like a three-hour drive after I get off the Bridgeport. I mean, I'm going to keep looking around. Even if I had to go to Aqueduct, you know, anywhere on Long Island, I'm going to keep looking. But as it gets close to April, then I'll get it. I'm going to myself and go up there and get the vaccine.
All right. Seems like a long distance to drive for a vaccine, but I guess, if you need it for work and, conditions, absolutely. Why not?
I made it on a Monday, like at 9 and 10 o'clock for myself, so I could drive up on a Sunday and stay over. I mean, they have the vaccine at SUNY Albany, and too bad it wasn't a lot of vaccines available with Binghamton. But my sister-in-law lives in Albany. Too bad it wasn't in Albany, because I could have made a weekend out of it, and visited her. But I printed up all the documents. I'm going to either get a note from my doctor, I take blood pressure pills. Or I'll get, or I could bring the bottle or whatever. But I'm going to keep looking, I'm going to keep looking to see if maybe the pharmacies will open up and I'll have them. So I'm going to keep looking. But until now, I have this commit. Back to you.
All right, Matt. Well, whatever works, and, good luck with it. I'll just wait till it's available in the area locally. And, enough discussion about medical things. How's everything else going? How's your weekend?
Good. We went to California Pizza Kitchen. We had pizza with like an appetizer for lunch. We had wine. We found a whole bottle of wine. We like Pinard Vineyards. They're out east. My wife likes. We like that wine. And then we had pasta, later for dinner. And that's what we did. How was the meeting yesterday? Was it light?
Well, I'd say we had about 25 to 30 people show up. The discussion on the African safaris was nice, and he went over it in great detail, and what it's like, what it entails, and what's involved, and cost and whatnot, and showed some trophies, some fine old European hunting rifles, like the drillings. I don't know if you're familiar with what they are, but so it's what they hunt with in Europe. So it looks like a side-by-side shotgun, but it's has a rifle barrel also in the lower part.
Yeah, I think he showed that. I think Cliff showed that when he did his demo. Yeah, that's pretty cool. What type of trophies did he have? Was it, what does he hunt for? Does he hunt for, like, lions or tigers in Africa?
No, this is just a Plains game. None of the names you'd be familiar with, but this is just a Plains game, inexpensive hunt. Nobody in our club is spending $50,000 to hunt any real big game in Africa.
$50,000. I went on a tour of Teddy Roosevelt's home in Sagamore Hill, and he was an avid hunter. I mean, he could afford it. But he was also a conservationist, and he found the American Museum of Natural History. He was in conservation of animals. And I saw, like, an inkwell. It was made from, like, a rhinoceros. The home had all that stuff in it. It was pretty crazy to see that.
Absolutely. It was a different world, different time. And, he was the conservationist and, national parksman. And people don't realize hunters are conservationists. The lions and big game that are hunted in Africa, it's all done on a selection basis through conservation. So they only take the older animals that aren't going to last another year or so in the wild. And then all the money goes, and the food and every piece of the animal goes to a local tribe and gets distributed. You don't get to take anything back.
That's interesting. The way they do that. I was talking to years ago when I worked my old job before I worked for the college. I worked for CHS, Catholic Health of Vermont. And there's one guy I used to deal with. He was like information security. He worked in that department. So he was a Vietnam vet, and he said to him and his I guess, I don't know if it's platoon or whatever, they were, you know, they were pumping food through the brush, you know, on patrol, and sometimes them, you know, like, so I think it maybe was like Viet Cong or NVA or something like that. It was a tiger was going to attack them, and he said they all opened up with their M16 rifle, like fully auto, and just took this thing down. And so one of the guys got the tooth of the tiger as a souvenir. Isn't that crazy?
Well, you're in their backyard, and you know, they are going to go after you, and you know, and M16 is a very, very light rifle. It's a good thing they had lots of people.
I don't think you could hunt a tiger has to be a few hundred pounds, but I guess maybe 3, 4, 5 guys, you know, firing at the same time would probably take it down.
KN2KNH. Yeah, absolutely. But people don't realize that the AR-15 or, you know, M16 cartridge is a very, very tiny cartridge. It's not even legal for deer in most states. It's not a high-power cartridge by any means.
No, I know. I have a cartridge lying around. Somebody gave it to me. I know what it looks like. It's pretty much like a .22, but it's got a large, you know, it's got a larger brass case. The shell case has got a lot of powder. But yeah, I know it's a small. I know it's a small round. But I'll tell you, if somebody's shooting it next to you in the indoor range, it's loud.
Well, if somebody throws a firecracker near you, that's loud too. That's just the nature of anything that goes boom.
Well, I don't know if you saw the, I'm not going to talk about Paul, but you saw the news yesterday and all that on the subject matter, what a glorious leader and everything. You know, he made his announcement, he's going to do blah, blah, blah. But I have to try, you know what, maybe I'll do FTA today. Maybe I'll play around. Maybe I'll try to get it to work with a single angle, disconnect the rig. It does work. I can translate. I've done PSK-31 on it. So maybe I'll try to put that software on that. I can get it to work. I'm going to give it a shot.
Fantastic. Have fun with it. You're running that WSJT-X software, right?
That's a sore brand. I just don't know why I can't get the ICOM to transmit. It's got the codecs. I got the single, like, I disconnect the single from USB because it interferes if you're, like, doing, like, you know, Zoom. It picks up the codec. So what I'll do is I'll disconnect the ICOM in the back. It's got the smaller USB. I'll disconnect the ICOM from that, and then I'll just use the single link and see if I can get it to work with that. And now I have to put, if they don't have it as a radio, I'll just select none, but I think it's the same COM ports, 3 and 4, and if I get it to work, it would be great.
That's fantastic. Have fun with it. And I'm sure I told you about Grid Tracker, the program you can download and run at the same time. It gives you a map and shows you who you're contacting and on a map, and you can also enter your QRZ code, and it automatically logs codes and contacts.
What's that sober call? Go ahead. What is it called?
It's called Grid Tracker.
And I can find the stations I want to work. Back to you.
You find the stations with WSJT, the software will show you when they pop up. You click on them to work them. But the Grid Tracker will show you an actual map of where the contact is, and when you close, you can program it to automatically log your contact.
I see. I have to watch a video from N2PKJ from Lawfield, Steve. He's into FT8, and he's got a... I was on the meet-in Thursday night, and he's a retired city cop, and he works actually... He's like a greeter in a funeral home. He's been probably maybe 9, 10 years. And he's really into the FT8. And he said, Matt, you know, what are you doing it? Where, like, a lot of times I log my stuff in QRZ, and then I I pay extra a year to QRZ, like $20-something. I check off my contact, and then uploads it to Logbook of the World. He says I should get ham radio deluxe, and he's got a YouTube video on how to set it up, and he said it disconnects everything. I could use N1MM. I've used that with Lockfield and Great South Bay. When we did field day last summer, I created the ADIF file and I uploaded. So I know how to use NM1MM. It's not that bad to use.
Well, I'm sure there's many different ways of accomplishing the same thing. But, it's a learning experience, and everybody learns a little differently. Different tools. Anyway, Matt, I'm just about to arrive at my first stop for the day. And you have a good day. Enjoy your day off. Some of us have to work.
KD2KNH clear, 73. 2KNH, Rhymatar RPP, I am clear with you.
On KD2KNH, W8CDO, he's still listening, Charlie.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
WB2ZSE, WHCDL, we listening?
WH2CTL, WB2MSD here. Hello.
How you doing there, Roy? What's going on?
Much. I have no ZSE on the air this morning. I've been driving around sitting in the background there. Can't decide whether it's going to snow, rain, freeze, or just be cloudy. So it's going back and forth. I guess we make it later.
Talking about maybe freezing rain. Where are you located? You're in and out of the repeater.
Hi, Johnny. I'm in North of the Cross, 525. 725
A. This is
the hills.
What's from
the north?
You're in a bad spot. The hills and valleys are tearing you up. I'm only getting a little bit of what you're saying.
Could be better now. I'm out in the clear now. How's the copy?
I heard that, but there's still a lot of flutter on your signal. Probably not running that much power.
I don't know. It looks like, I think it's 10 watts, and I should be in the open now. I've noticed over the last month or so that people to get in solid right from my driveway, but no more. I just wondered whether they did some work on Selden repeater there,
Selden antenna. Yeah, that I don't know. I haven't been out there. I'm not sure what the situation is.
I got a much better copy on you now, so I think I'm probably out in the open. I don't know what you have planned for today. I started working, taking care of, realized it was a holiday. No mail today. The post office is closed.
Yeah, it's President's Day. Yeah, I'm around, although I have a doctor's appointment in the afternoon. But other than that, I'm around. And, it's been, regarding to the weather, as you know, we're kind of stuck with this polar vortex. And I hope... I hope that next month, in March, it retreats and we get our warm weather back. Actually, they said it's finally supposed to be somewhat more normal. And we're supposed to be getting temperatures in the 40s, and we're not even meeting that. So I'm waiting for the snow to melt. I've seen enough snow. And it's already past the middle of the month. So see what happens. Looking forward to that. I'm still waiting to get my vaccine. Trying to set up appointments this morning. It's so confusing. One of the websites I go to says appointments are available. And then when you click on the next page, it says no appointments available. So I guess I have to refresh their pages.
WB2MSP. Yeah, well, they got to do something. I've advised people that they should get up at 2 in the morning and get on, because there'll be less people trying to get into the servers, and it might be a little easier. But it really is not organized the way it would be better to be organized differently, is all I can say. There was a big article in the New York Times yesterday pointing out, family doctors, primary care doctors, we give out vaccines to everybody all the time, and we're all set up for it, but we were completely left out of this whole program. And even though every week I'm required to put in my request in order for what number of vaccines I want to the clinic, they're not shipping any. They're only shipping it to hospitals and hubs and that kind of stuff. So I guess we just have to play the game the way they have the rules. Anyway, I'm pulling into the hardware store. I'll listen for you, and I'll probably catch you on that switch.
Yeah, you're still in and out of the repeater. I heard most of what you said, though. I'm not sure if the repeater's got an issue, because you said you were in the clear. Talk to you next time, and I know what's going on. I'm just, it's all right. I can wait. I waited this long, so it's not a big deal. See you later, WHCDM.
Thanks, WHCDM. Yeah, KB2DU. Have you tried the Rite Aid website? I made an appointment Friday and drove to Jamaica and was in and out in 20 minutes.
KC1SAM.
Okay, we got Sam out there. And no, I didn't try Rite Aid. Not yet. That's an idea. I can look that up on the internet and see what they say. Sam, go ahead. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I just was listening. I thought I'd give you that little tip. Maybe it'd be helpful to you. And I got to stay up a little late, but I heard that works. So good luck with it. Other than that, just coasting. Not much else going on. The weather can't make up what it's going to do today. It's 32 degrees here. I don't know if it's going to rain, ice, snow, who knows. So I'm waiting a few minutes to walk down the driveway to get my newspaper.
Oh, okay. I just looked it up. Let's see. Now I got to... Yeah, I'm on the Rite Aid COVID-19 vaccine appointment online. But let me see what it says here. Let me look through this. That's something I didn't think about, Rite Aid. Let's see what they say.
KD2AMZ.
Yeah, go ahead. Folk around. I won't interrupt you. I'll be standing by Casey when it's am. And, I missed the call. I think it's Mike. Pick it up.
Yes, Mike, KB2AMZ. Hey, guys.
KB2DU. Yeah, I drove to Jamaica. The four on Long Island were useless. Jamaica, I made an appointment at 8 o'clock in the morning, and 10:30, I was in and out like in 20 minutes.
When did you get the appointment? How long ago?
Friday morning at 8 o'clock, I made the appointment for Friday at 10:30, this past Friday.
82 AMZ?
Yeah, so I guess it took a week. Go ahead, Mike, how you doing?
I wish you guys luck. Well, I had my shots at the hospital about 2 weeks ago. Finished my last one about 2 weeks ago. But good luck, because they just opened it up for more people. I got a feeling it's going to get tough. And I think the city ones, like in Jamaica and stuff like that, are only for city residents. If you're out of the area, so to speak, they're going to turn you away.
Yeah, Rite Aid was open to anyone.
Oh, that's interesting.
KB2GU. One would think that people that were 1A or 1B would come before what they just opened it up for, but the entire rollout was a disaster.
Well, like I said, guys, I was lucky. I just went down to building number 5 in my appointment time, and I was in and out. But be careful, guys. When you get at least your second shot, it really takes a wallop on you. I got sick. Pretty much all the guys I know got sick after the second shot. The next day, they were fine.
Yeah, second shot knocked a few of my buddies on the backside, and a couple of them had no, you know, side effects whatsoever. I guess it's hit or miss.
I'd say it's about 50-50. At least it was at work. And that's with the Moderna. We're also doing the Pfizer. I should know. I had to set up both freezers for the vaccine.
Yeah, last Friday, Moderna was what Rite Aid was using. Yeah, and they make the appointment for number 2 as soon as you finish up number 1. So, back in a month, we'll see what happens.
Copy that. Andy, are you trying to get your appointment? Is that the way I understand?
Yep, that's what I want to do.
I wish you luck. Hope it works. Yeah, just be prepared to take a bit of a wallop, if you're lucky, so to speak.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be a big deal. So, depending on which one they give you.
I think that's another hit and miss.
Higher rollout for hit and miss.
I'm looking at the Rite Aid location and see where. Don't actually see anything for Rite Aid. Gotta look maybe further.
Send me an email address. I'll send you the link my daughter sent me.
You can look me up. You want it? You can look me up on QRZ. Email is right there if you want to do it.
I just don't have your full call.
WA2 Commercial Driver's License or Charlie David Lima CDL. If you look me up, you'll see my email address. You can. You said it's actually that. It's Verizon.net. That's it. Simple.
Simple. Let me get on the computer.
I'm home today, guys. I'm doing trainings at home. It's the only time I can actually do it. Since I started my new job over there, I have like zero time to do anything other than work.
Okay. Keeps you busy.
KD2AMZ. Oh yeah, Andy. Very, very busy. I don't know what I'm going to do the rest of the day. I think I might do another training or two and then call it a day. Put my laptop away. Only so much I can do without losing my mind.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking to take a trip. So I want to get the vaccine before I go away.
I think it's going to be pretty much a law of the land. No vaccine, no goey, no entry. You know what I'm trying to say.
Andy Bill, I sent it. It should pop up. And it was WA2CDL, correct?
Yep. I'm looking now to see if I got it.
Or it'll come from Jet Jockey.
82MZ. Guys, I'm going to sign. I'm going to go see if I get another training out of the way before it gets too late.
Oh, your bill, by the way?
4, you got it.
Oh, interesting. Okay, yeah, I got it. I got the link.
Hey, give it a shot. My daughter, like I said, my daughter made the appointment for me at 8 o'clock in the morning and 10:30 that day. I drove to Jamaica. It was not, you know, but it was a 45-minute drive. There, maybe 20 minutes, half hour, in and out.
Where in Jamaica? Is it near the railroad station? The Jamaica station?
Hang on, I'll get you the address. Baisley Boulevard, 165-02 Baisley Boulevard, Jamaica.
Okay, yeah, I know where that is. Yeah, it's not that far. So I can take the train right there.
Oh, it took me 45 minutes. No big deal.
I live right across the street from the railroad. And I go there all the time because I work in the city.
I haven't been on the train since COVID. If I have to go to the city, I'd rather drive.
Yeah, 73 Mike, by the way. Yeah, I've been going, ever since the pandemic started, I've been going back and forth, at times to work. I'm retired, so I work part-time, but I work in Jersey, New Jersey, so I take the Long Island Railroad to Penn Station, and I take Jersey Transit from there out to my office.
I'm over at Republic Airport. That's my main base, so. From Holbrook to Republic is my big commute, unless I have to go into the city for the other gig, but it's not too bad.
Yeah, I was kind of curious, without going into detail on the air, what kind of work you do, because I see, you gave me on your, on the link, the company that you're with.
No, I fly helicopters and private jet for an individual here, and I also do a lot of security work in the city and out here on the island, and at the Coliseum with the Islanders.
Oh, okay. So you're a pilot too. That's good.
Unfortunately, lived out of a suitcase for way too many years.
I could use your services.
Only missing the jet. All we need is a jet.
I want to do some aeronautical direction finding to find a source of interference. I got to do it from the sky.
Well, that's interesting. I guess the best way to do that, I'm guessing, would be low and slow in a helicopter.
I have equipment that I could bring, and I saw a picture of a guy. He's a ham. He's a pilot. He mounted a Yagi antenna onto his plane, to one of the struts. I'm not sure how legal that is, but he showed pictures of it because he was doing direction finding also. And I think it was like part of the struts that hold the wing or landing gear or something. You see this little Yagi beam sticking down, and he was doing some direction finding. Pretty interesting.
Not legal is a term that comes to mind.
I didn't think so, according to the pictures that I saw.
Yeah, a lot of the weekend warriors do a lot of self-incrimination. They were mounting GoPros on the wing and nonsense like that. And then they post them on social media, and the next thing you know, they get a letter in the mail from the FAA saying, oh, by the way.
Yep. And that's why this equipment that I have sits on your lap. You're not mounting anything, which is a good thing. So it works, and of course, at the height that you're at, it does the job.
That in itself is a gray area because you're introducing a radio signal in the cockpit that could potentially interfere with any of the instruments in the aircraft and nonsense like that. There's a whole gray area with portable electronic devices, what's legal, what's not legal. It's the feds. I can't go into what the FAA really stands for, but we'll leave it at that.
No, exactly. I thought of that myself, because they limit passenger planes, what you could bring on board. People bring their laptops, their cell phones. You're not going to get cell phone coverage on through a cell site, which is a few thousand feet or so below you. Most cell antennas, as you know, are facing downwards, you know, from their height, so they can cover the ground, but not above a certain height. In fact, we have problems in buildings. You go up to a, you go up to one of the high-rise buildings in the city, and your cell coverage is, you know, gets a little bit scarce because of the coverage area.
Yeah, we're lucky. We actually go through the satellites with the cell phones. The satellite provides internet service on the aircraft for a, you know, a medium monthly package is around $22,000 for internet. But you get TV with that too. And you allow internet calling and you go out over the internet with yourself. So that's, you know, I can make a call from the cockpit. That's relatively simple. But yeah, you're not going to get cell tower service, you know, once you get above, even with the helicopter, once you get above, I'd say 1,000 feet, you're popping in and out.
Yeah, I was going to say that next. Yeah, that's the way around that is you use the satellite, which makes sense. Yep. So there's always a way of getting around it. But, yeah, interesting. Especially with in a helicopter, boy, that must take a lot of skill.
The only thing in the world that's trying to kill you from the moment you start it up to the moment you shut it off.
Yeah, I guess you saw that report of Kobe Bryant and when his helicopter went down, and they did say that it was, you know, he was in a mountainous area and he sort of lost his orientation. And instead of flying high enough, he hit the side of the mountain.
Spatial disorientation. We all call that when it happened. He had no business being where he was. Just like the guy that took off out of Manhattan a little over a year ago, and boss was breaking his chops to get the ship back. He took off, got disorientated, crashed into the top of the building. Sometimes you just got to tell the boss, we ain't going.
Yeah, and this was an experienced pilot also. It's really sad. So, yep. I understand that. All right. So I'm going to look at the... I started looking at the link. Then I got a little bit confusing in how it's worded here. I got to figure out which to get to this Rite Aid and if there's anything available.
Shot, see what you can do. You're A2CDO, KB2DU.
Yeah, what's your call again? Is it KB2 D is David U uniform KB2DU?
Be direct, Kilo Baker 2, Denmark United.
Okay, just stand by 1 second. Okay, just wanted to get see where you are. Yeah, I looked you up. You're the same age as me, same year.
We go.
What month are you born?
September.
What'd you say? I missed that.
September.
Oh, and I'm August. I'm a month older than you. So we're all baby boomers.
It seems that way.
Yeah, that was an interesting year. So you're a summer baby also.
Must have been a good summer.
Yeah, I guess so. Boy, yeah, I was born and raised in New York City.
Park, Brooklyn.
Okay, oh, stand by, I got a phone call, be right back. I'll be in the studio. Still there, Bill, or W-H-C-D-O?
Hey, KB2D.
Let me just see, I just got a text. I keep getting text messages. Oh. Somebody wants to buy my house, and they keep texting me, please sell, please sell, please sell. They want me to sell my house. Apparently they saw it from the outside, and I keep saying, no, 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 I'm not selling.
Well, unless they have suitcases full of money.
now, if I'm going to sell this, where am I going to go? I got to find another place to live. That makes no sense.
They're not thinking at that point. They just want the house.
I am thinking of getting a second house. That's one thing I do want again. A place where I can go in the winter where it's nice and warm and get away from the snow. But I'm telling you, most of the United States has been blanketed by this cold weather anyway. You can't get away from it.
I was watching that this morning. We're just in the, we're all the way down in Texas. Texas has got 1 inch of ice. I had a guy coming in last night to the main office, and his flight was canceled, the first one, and he got on. He was lucky enough to get on the second one, but they can't deal with this type of weather down there.
The roads are not even designed for the salt that they want to put on, the ice and everything else. It's kind of unusual to have this this cold air mass that's come down, that's gotten so far south. But I have not heard a long-range forecast when they think it's going to retreat back up. Eventually it will. The jet stream, you know, has, as you know, everything to do with it. The jet stream is so far down at the bottom of the United States. All this cold air is just coming down. That jet stream has to retreat back. And hopefully by March it will do that.
This morning, if you believe them, said we got another week of this, and then it should turn.
Well, yeah, they did say temperatures are supposed to be back into the 40s, which is more normal. We've been lucky because at least it hasn't been as cold as a friend of mine is out in St. Louis, and it was 7 degrees. 7 degrees. At least it's not that cold yet.
Yeah, I ran out to go to CVS this morning. I warmed up the truck a good 15 minutes before I got into it. Yeah, I can do without this weather.
Yeah, Florida, I guess, is the place. At least to get into this maybe 70s. If you can get that far up in temperature. Maybe it's warmer than that. I haven't checked.
Yeah, my kid brother's down there. I call it God's waiting room. I don't think the wife will ever leave the grandchildren. We've got 4 of them up here, and we've had 2 since Friday staying over to give the kids a break. And I don't ever think she'd want to be that far away from the grandchildren. So I'm doomed to Long Island, I guess.
Oh, and yeah, when you have that, you gotta stick close. And God's waiting room, yeah. I've heard that before. Yep. But I've been down there a number of times. And, it's nice, depending on what you want to do.
Yeah, I used to go back and forth once a week. Leave on Thursday, come back Thursday night, go back down on Sunday, come back Sunday night. And on occasion, we'd stay over, but most of the time, just drop the boss and bring the ship back.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice trip. 2.5 hours you're there, and what I used to do back in the early 90s, I was helping out a friend before her husband passed away. He was not well, and they had a place up here, and she asked me, of course she would pay me for the service, and I did. She would ask me to come down and pick up her car. She had a place up here, upstate. So I pick up her car down there, drive it back, meet her in the city, give her her car, and that would be the beginning of the summer. And then of course she would fly down back to her place. So then I would meet her, take her car, drive it back down, give it to her, and then fly back. So I did it both ways, and I did that for like 5 or 6. Maybe seven years I did that. And, so it was an interesting contrast because it was just in and out kind of thing. So you drive down. I stayed overnight at a place or her place. So you drive down the next morning, get on a plane, fly right back. So I had the the experience of making a comparison between driving and flying. And, you know, each one has its advantage and disadvantage. But, of course, flying is quick. Driving took me 2 days.
Takes us now about 205 down, maybe 215 back. Not too bad. And sometimes, like I said, we never leave the airport. Land, get some fuel, turn around, come home. It's like a five-hour swing by the time you land, get fuel, get rid of the boss, et cetera, et cetera. 4.5 hours, we're done. I mean, there are worse ways of making a living.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's good. So, you know, after doing it for a while, I had the timing set up. I knew that, you know, from my front door to Hardeesville, South Carolina, which is about 25 miles or so north of the Georgia border line. So you're pretty far down in South Carolina. I could do that in 1 day. That would be my 1 day trip. So if I left at 8 o'clock in the morning, I'd be pulling in there about 8:30 or so, 9 o'clock, depending, to Hardeesville. And then from there, the rest of the trip would be down to Lauderdale, which is where I would go. And it's 380-something miles from Jacksonville down to Lauderdale. So that right, you know, right then and there, that's a couple of hours of driving from Florida. So that would be the Georgia trip. Through Georgia is not too bad, but Florida being this long state, you know. So I calculated exactly, you know, from door to door what it would take. And the whole trip from Long Island down to Lauderdale is, what, 1,300 miles or so. So depending on how you want to do it. Either you want to travel at 500 miles an hour, or do you want to travel at 60 miles an hour, depending on land or air.
That's true. I got the boss stinging me. Let me run. I'll catch you later, hopefully, and hopefully you get an appointment. WA2CDL, KB2DU.
Back to the tip, but I'll talk to you. WA2CDL, see you later.
WA2CDL, WA2CDL. KD2OGB Mobile. KD2OGB Mobile.
Was that you?
That is me at 100 power at this point. If I put it through a linear amplifier, sure, I could be very much like that. But this is going around very well.
Yeah, I could just about hear you. That's surprising. Okay. Interesting. I mean, I know it's you, but it's mostly noise. Go to UHF.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Okay.
W2VL repeater.
Oh.